So you've been here for a while with these training camps. Have you noticed anything? Has anything drastically changed, you feel, as far as the way training camp is run, length, all that? Anything changed, do you feel?
I think this year the biggest thing about training camps are schedule. Like right now, we just finished practice and vets are done for the day. So I think it gives more time for us to recover, kind of, you know, have a little more time to ourselves instead of being here all day long. In the past, when we finished practice, we would have meetings for a couple hours and then we could go home. So I think that's been the biggest difference. And I think it's been beneficial because it gives us more time to recover, more time to kind of hang out with one another. So not too much besides that, really.
The grading system on all the little things, you know, about practice and whatnot, what's been your take on that as a player and whether it can kind of help you get over the hump in those critical moments?
Yeah, so they had the grading system for, like, impactfuls, just different criteria of what we do, offense, defense. I think special teams might have it, of just things we can work on, things we can emphasize, like, for offense, ball security, making sure we're, you know, having the Raven Claw. When we catch the ball, we puncture. There's a convoy one, so make sure we're all running to the ball. Just things like that. And they coaches every day, they go through and they grade it. And then in our meeting rooms on the TVs, they have by your positions, so like running backs, quarterbacks. It has a list of the practice, of the points, and then like your total for the training camp. And I don't want to brag, but I'm first right now for the tight end room. But I think it's cool. I think it's cool to kind of keep yourself accountable, kind of have a grading where everyone can see it. You can kind of just gauge on if you're doing the right things that wins football games. So I think it's cool. I think it's a good job for our coaches to do that.
Pat, understanding how preseason has trended the last few years where veterans aren't playing as much, these joint practices, how valuable are they? Not that you necessarily approach it just like a game, but just being able to, you know, a litmus test going up against someone different.
Yeah, as a vet who may or may not play in games, I think the joint practices they're important. I think it gives you game-like reps. You're going against somebody else. You can really hit them. You can really finish it, blocks, catches, tackling. Not maybe bring it to the ground, but and it's fun too. You're not just going against the same guys every day. You know, you're going against different competition, and you know, you may play that team in the regular season or playoffs. So I think it's really important, and also for young guys too, to kind of get those reps before they play in a game. I think that's also crucial for them because those are also the same guys they're going to go against. So I like doing it. I think it's cool. I'm happy we have one tomorrow. So
Patrick, as a veteran player, how do you avoid fights in a joint practice? It seems to be a regular thing. Escalation happens in football.
Yeah, I think it's pretty hard. you know, we're in training camp, especially guys are they're fighting for their jobs, their livelihoods. And it's a big evaluation for us. You know, we're going against another team who their scouts are looking at us and vice versa, and things kind of getting chippy. You don't really know the guy, so you might, you know, tempers flare. It might happen. I think the last time we had a joint practice against the Colts, we had a full team brawl. And so hopefully that doesn't happen again because it got a little crazy out there.
Just follow up on that. Has John asked you to do anything special in terms of monitoring it and trying to break it up?
I mean, he hasn't really said anything to the team, but I know we have smart guys, and, you know, if a fight does break out, we'll take care of one another.
Hey, Pat, going back to 2017, what do you remember most about being undrafted and trying to fight for the roster spot? Because a lot of guys out here now are going to be in that position in the next few weeks.
I just kind of remember of just every day I had to give everything I had and some. You know, I was undrafted. I might not have had so many opportunities. And I think the biggest thing was just having no regrets of anything I did, either how I prepared, how I took care of my body, how I watched film, how I played. And it was just trying to, like, make a play every day. If there's something you can hang your hat on, is just having no regrets, just going out there and just knowing you left everything out there. And if it was meant to be here, then it is. If not, hopefully somewhere else.
Did you tweak your off-season routine at all this year? I mean, are you
at the point where you're kind of looking for ways to not put stresses on certain parts of your body? Yeah, I think it's just kind of just things you can kind of refine a little bit, like just trying to eat cleaner, sleep better. I mean, not a whole lot. I think what I've been doing so far has been working, so just try to just maybe find an edge on a couple little things here and there and just see if it works and helps me or not.
The run game was so good last year. From your perspective as a blocker, you know, how can it be better this year?
I think another year with the same offensive coordinator, another year with the same core group of guys, I think is only going to give us the opportunity to improve in the run game. You know, I only see it getting better just because, like I said, it's almost everyone back, same OC. So we just got to keep putting the work in, keep improving, keep working together, and see what happens when the games are played. It depends, I think, on the guy. If it's a DB or someone, they're definitely backing up a little bit. Or if it's a linebacker who's been in all game, and if we're up by a lot, they might kind of cower down a little bit. But I don't think so. I think they're still playing. They're still trying to win. It's a lot of fun whenever we have a lead and we're running the ball, and they know we're running the ball. Especially with Derek, like, he's so big and fast that I have to make sure that I'm gonna sprint, get my block, because if I don't, he's gonna run me over. So, like, it's a challenge for myself too.
We've always asked Derek, you know, how long does he feel like he's gonna keep playing?
Forever.
Because he has defied the odds already. I mean, have you ever thought about that? Have you ever asked him how long does he think he can keep going?
Yeah, I mean, the way he takes care of his body, the way he loves the game, and how hard he plays. If he wants to, I think he can play however long he wants to play. I think it's really up to him. I hope he plays forever, because hopefully I get to play with him forever, because I think he's one of the greatest backs ever, and it's a privilege and honor to play with him. He's a beast. I think it's really up to him.
All right, thank you, Pat.
Thanks, guys.